This is Jordan Seculo. President Trump strikes at the Department of Justice double standard on the investigation into Russia.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We have a bit of breaking news, actually, right now. There are reports, again, this would be more leaks, though this may be of the kind that were done more intentionally. ABC News is reporting that the Deputy Attorney General, but remember, he is the acting Attorney General in this situation. You've heard his name a lot recently. Rod Rosenstein has acknowledged that he may have to recuse himself from overseeing the Russia probe because, remember, he oversees the special counsel. Now, interesting, he appointed the special counsel. President Trump acknowledged that in a tweet this morning. He said, I am being investigated for firing the FBI director by the man, and it's been confirmed now he is referring to Rosenstein there, who told me to fire the FBI director, Witch Hunt. Our dad's joining us from Washington, D.C. by phone. Jay Sekulow, chief counsel of the ACLJ. Again, Dad, would then go
let
to...
Let me put this into context, yeah. Let me put this into context. So the people need to understand the process. The Attorney General of the United States... at the time, and now, and at the time of this issue arose, and that is Jeff Sessions. He sent a letter to the president, and in that letter, he said he included a copy of the memorandum from Rod Rosenstein, which recommended both letters recommending the removal of James Comey as the FBI director.
Right.
He took action on based on those recommendations and removed James Comey as the FBI director. Then, purportedly, an investigation takes place by the people that told him to take action. At the same time that all this was going on, Bob Mueller was being interviewed by the president as a potential FBI director again. That was going on, and the next day Bob Mueller became the special counsel. Then, so what do you have here? They are purportedly investigating the president. It's purported. No one has, not confirmation of this. Purportedly investigating the President of the United States for taking action that the Department of Justice told him to take. So the Department of Justice is investigating the President, supposedly, this is all purported, for taking action that the Department of Justice told him to take. Okay? Now just think about that for a moment.
Yeah.
There is no way that can be correct. Let me put on, take off the hat of the president's lawyer, put on the ACLJ hat on the constitutional issues. The constitutional issues that arise on this are dramatic.
Yeah.
Dramatic. And I think, you know, the situation with the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has not been confirmed. ABC has it out there, but it has not yet been confirmed. So we will see how that develops, but that has not yet been confirmed. But obviously we're in Washington
confirmed.
Looking at that.
It would then go to the associate Attorney General who would oversee this.
Rachel Brand.
She came.
She's worked in the Department of Justice before. I don't really want to get into that. And as far as, because we don't know if that's where it ultimately would go, so I don't want to speculate on that. And we don't know if he's leaving yet. So I think
It would not necessarily, the recusal would be like Sessions, right? I mean, he would not necessarily be leaving the Department of Justice.
No. It would just be for the purposes of the special counsel and the Russia probe. I mean, that's all it would be. He's not leaving the department. I mean, I've seen nothing that's indicated that. So I've seen nothing that has indicated that. So no, I don't see that as the as an issue. The issue would be whether he recuses himself for the purposes of the investigation, which raises another question. Then, if the person that appointed the special counsel recuses himself because of a potential conflict, was in fact that appointment valid in the first place? I haven't had a time to research that one. But I think these are raising a host of constitutional issues.
I think one, as we go into the break, we want to, I think, focus in on, as has been discussed, that Bob Mueller was being interviewed again, potentially to serve yet again as FBI director, and then suddenly became this special counsel. Is he conflicted out because of those meetings he may have had with the President of the United States? We'll talk about that with our dad, Chief Counsel of the ACLJ, Jay Sekulow, in Washington, D.C. Logan, tell people how to stay engaged.
Yep, phone lines just opened up, and we want your voice. 1-800-684-3110. Once again, 1-800-684-3110. Have your voice heard today. And also, you can find us broadcasting live on social media during the show and during the breaks. Be right back.
The Supreme Court is now poised to consider President Trump's executive order, which focuses on keeping America safe. The order temporarily pauses entry into the United States of refugees and nationals from six unstable or terrorism-infested countries. The ACLJ has just filed critical briefs at the Supreme Court, urging the justices to back the president's executive order. And we've heard from nearly 240,000 Americans who stand with us to defend our national security. This is a critical time in the fight against terrorism, and the president's executive order is essential in keeping America safe. Add your name to our committee to defend our national security from terror. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
All right, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Is he back and connected?
He is not. He's disconnected right now.
He'll be joining us, Chief Counsel of the ACLJ, our dad, Jay Sekulow. This statement came in last night, which is pretty unusual, after yet another leak about this supposed special counsel's investigation. First it was the obstruction of justice leak. Then it was a leak about Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, and the investigation going into his business conduct before even the election. So what's the issue there? I'm not sure. We don't even know if these are accurate. And the deputy attorney general said he issued the statement late last night, quote, "Americans should exercise caution before accepting as true any stories attributed to anonymous officials, particularly when they do not affiliate the country, let alone the branch or agency of government with which the alleged sources supposedly are affiliated." So it didn't say in the Washington Post story DOJ sources or FBI sources. It just said sources who are anonymous. And he said Americans should be skeptical about anonymous allegations. The Department of Justice has a long established policy to neither confirm nor deny such allegations. That was late last night from Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein in response to yet another leak of the special counsel, what the special counsel is or is not investigating. And our dad is joining us once again. Dad, you're this on the heels of then the president tweeting this morning that he feels like he's, you know, he was asked by, told by Rosenstein, instructed that it would be right to fire.
Let me be very, Jordan,
Jim
be really,
Comey, and then
be really
he's,
clear,
you know, reporting
let's be clear on this. Okay. Let me be very clear on this.
You there?
So,
we can't hear him.
Yeah, so he's not.
All right. I know he is there. Some of you guys maybe hear him. We just cannot hear him.
Yeah, we can't hear him. So we'll go back. We'll figure out what's going on. Let's take a phone call, though. We got Nancy calling in.
All right, Nancy in Ventura, California. You're on the air. Oh, she's not there. All right, let's take a comment here. Sorry, guys. We're having a lot of technical issues today.
We're trying to bring some breaking news out of Washington.
Exactly.
We're redoing our studio there so that for those of you who watch on Facebook and Periscope,
it's going to look all nice and fancy.
It will kind of match our studio where we are. And it won't just be like kind of the old school Washington drapery.
Fan
or for whoever's there. So our dad is having to join us by phone, not
all right. Bob said your broadcast is the best American news on earth. We appreciate that. Shar said, Jordan, when was all this going to end?
When is it? Well, you would think this has been 7+ months of investigation. So the special counsel's team has all of that to benefit from. They get all the 7 months of investigation. They should be able to then wrap it up much more quickly than a brand new investigation. But reports are that Mueller's team has gone from, you know, 4 or 5 attorneys to 13, and he's looking to add more. So I think right now we have no idea. It should be wrapped up in a matter of months. But it appears right now they're still in the staffing and figuring out the scope, which seems to be an issue here as well, was the scope of their investigation, which is defined by the DOJ when the special counsel's appointment. Was the scope qualified? Was it clearly defined as the scope of the investigation? I don't know yet if we have him on air yet. We have a lot of phone calls coming in, people we want to get on the phone. President Trump is outraged about this since last night, and we can put some of these tweets up maybe for people watching on Facebook and Periscope. 19 hours ago, why is it that Hillary Clinton's family and the Dems dealing with Russia are not looked at, but my non-dealings are? Crooked H, responding to Hillary Clinton, destroyed phones with a hammer. Remember, that story is true. Bleached her emails, also true, and had her husband meet with the AG, true, before she was cleared, and they talk about obstruction. He said, after 7 months of investigations and committee hearings about my collusion with the Russians, no one's been able to show any proof. Sad. And then, these are from this morning. Fake news media hates when I use what has turned out to be my very powerful social media, over 100 million people. I can go around them. That's true to some extent. I think that every time he tweets, their story has become old news.
Yeah.
And they've got to rewrite, write a new story. Also writes one about, you know, he's going down to Miami as we speak to issue the new policy on Cuba. Obviously doing that in Miami. I spent time there about a year and a half in Miami and the huge Cuban-American population, which was opposed to much of what President Obama did with Cuba because the dictatorial Castro regime is still in power. So he's going to make those remarks in Miami in just this afternoon. So he said, you know, he talks about despite the phony witch hunt going on in America, the economics and jobs numbers are great. That's also true. Regulations are way down. Jobs enthusiasm way up. Also true. But this is the one that is really making the headlines. I am being investigated for firing the FBI director by the man who told me to fire the FBI director. Yep. Witch hunt. Okay. Now, I think our dad is joining us now. Chief counsel of the ACLJ, Jay Sekulow, who is in Washington, D.C. by phone. Our studio is being redone there as we speak right now. Dad, your reaction to just what has developed over these last 24 hours?
Well, I want people to be clear about the – I want to put the tweet from the president in the context of what happened. So it wasn't just this person or that person. It was the Department of Justice through the Office of the Attorney General and then through the Office of the Deputy Attorney General. So it's multiple people involved in this process. Made a recommendation that James Comey be removed from office because of the way he engaged in the Hillary Clinton matter, by going public on evidentiary points, by usurping the authority of the Attorney General. Those were serious violations of longstanding policy and practices of the Department of Justice. At that point, the recommendation came in. The president, of course, is the president. He makes the ultimate decision. And James Comey was removed from office. So this was based on a whole series of, I mean, when I say series, there was a lengthy memorandum. And it goes back to the primary point. So if the reports are true that the president's being investigated for the termination of James Comey, you got to put it in context. So the Department of Justice recommended the removal of James Comey. The president took action on that recommendation. Now the president's being investigated by the Department of Justice, supposedly. Yep. Again, we don't have confirmation of this.
And don't you think that so the president was saying there, basing it off the news?
It's important that I finish the sentence. So here's what it is. So the president is purportedly being investigated for doing what the Department of Justice, who's doing the investigation, asked him to do. That can't be constitutional. That can't be correct.
And it's important. I think that a lot of people are making hay about this tweet and saying Donald Trump is confirming he's under investigation. I think he's just responding to the news reports.
It's response to the news report. We don't have confirmation of that at all.
Right. I mean, and nor did Rod Rosenstein confirm that in his statement last night, nor has Bob Mueller confirmed any of this. Dad, is there a point where Bob Mueller, I know it would be unusual, but has got to say something because the leaks are getting out of control?
Say anything, but I think, look, I mean, in situations like this, as any good lawyer would do, if there is an appearance of a conflict of interest, you have to go through that process of determining whether you can proceed as that individual. I think that's all part of what any competent lawyer would do in a case like this or any case where there's a potential conflict. So I think all of those are on the table, as well as the constitutional underpinning of whether this should be going on at all.
What about the leaks? I mean, who is ultimately responsible for figuring that out? I mean, is Bob Mueller, you'd have to think if you're Bob Mueller, this has got to be enraging, and if it's coming from your team, or the FBI.
If they're leaking information, I'm not making that accusation, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, someone is purportedly leaking information, but Jordan, you lived here a long time. It's Washington. You know the truth is, you're not even sure if these reporters had sources.
Yeah.
Or if those sources really had information. When you've got five anonymous sources and you don't identify the agency from which they're from in your so-called report, let me tell you, as Logan would say and as the president would say, fake news.
Yeah, you're really reaching. I mean, it does not even say DOJ sources. It doesn't say.
Right.
I think it's because, to some extent, these reporters, if these people are real, they realize this is an administration that would then be able to quickly identify those people.
And they don't want that.
And they don't want that. But, again, it does then undercut their story. Why did they need five sources to confirm that and then not even tell us where those people came from? The only thing they've said is they actually are American government people. They are not.
The Deputy Attorney General made that statement.
Yeah. So, again.
The news agency made that statement, correct.
Yeah, in response to his statement. All right. So he's joined us from Washington, D.C.
That's right.
Busy time there. A lot going on. It's a Friday. Doesn't feel that way, certainly. The president's on his way to Miami to talk about policy involving Cuba. I think that will get, obviously, when the president makes remarks, it's something Americans are interested in as well. He's doing it in Miami because of the Cuban-American population there, which is very conservative, usually Republican, actually. He'll be making those remarks about the change, some reports about what that will entail in the what was kind of becoming a normalization towards Cuba, but not fully in place yet. Some of that being rolled back. Logan, we're going to take more phone calls, more comments. We were able to get Dad on the air.
That's so right. Phone lines are jammed, but you can get your comments in, obviously, on social media. We're going to be taking questions and comments throughout the next show. So we appreciate the next hour of show. Again, phone lines are jammed right now, but they'll open up 1-800-684-3110. Go get your comments in. Let's see if there's a good comment on this. Gail said, all this noise is to prevent the president from actually doing work from our nation. And we couldn't agree more. We do have an interesting statement I want to get to, an article that was pulled down from the Huffington Post, right? Is that correct? Yes, and you're not going to believe this, folks. You haven't heard it already. So much so that Google has essentially saved it, though they've deleted it. So anyone that goes to the link can see what lunacy is being posted by the news sources this day and age. Phone lines are jammed, but again, 1-800-684-3110. You're going to be shocked at this one. We're going to be talking about it in the next segment or the segments coming up. If you didn't think it could get worse, it just did. We'll be right back with more of Jay Sekulow Live. Give us a call.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. The Supreme Court is now poised to consider President Trump's executive order, which focuses on keeping America safe. The order temporarily pauses entry into the United States of refugees and nationals from six unstable or terrorism-infested countries. The ACLJ has just filed critical briefs at the Supreme Court, urging the justices to back the president's executive order. And we've heard from nearly 240,000 Americans who stand with us to defend our national security. This is a critical time in the fight against terrorism, and the president's executive order is essential in keeping America safe. Add your name to our committee to defend our national security from terror. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. A lot to talk about in the news involving this investigation. I like one of the headlines in the news. Actually, it seemed fair because it said
we'll
that
get to one that doesn't.
Yeah, we'll get to one that's outrageous to the point of. I guess I'll just say outrageous. That the Trump team has gone on the offense, and I think that that's important. It's not defense. There's a terminology difference there between offense and defense. I think that you're starting to see the pressure from President Trump directly on something that doesn't make logical sense. The person who wrote the memo that was adopted by Attorney General Sessions, which is the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein. Everybody's heard this name a lot lately. He wrote the memo, the comprehensive memo, on why Jim Comey was not fit to serve as FBI director anymore and the recommendation that he be fired. The Attorney General accepted that, sent it on to the president. The president then acted on that and fired Jim Comey. Now, the Department of Justice, an investigation that was started by a special counsel, announced by Rosenstein, who wrote the memo on Comey, just understand this. He then starts the investigation over something that he told the president to do. Now there's questions and reports about his potential recusal from this, so the person who started it. I mean, the president, I think, has every right to tweet what he has tweeted because it makes sense to people. This, again, folks, is just – it's pretty outrageous, the leaks. I mean, we haven't gotten to those. There was another leak yesterday, then a response by the Department of Justice to those leaks. And Logan, let's go to this even more outrage. And we need to still be prayers for Congressman Scalise, by the way.
Sure.
He is still – they say slightly better – but still critical.
Still
more
critical,
maybe
but getting
back
better.
In surgery again. Yeah. I mean, this is a
this wasn't
very...
as easy as people thought it would be. Oh, God, he's fine. So what we're talking about is this article that came out of the Huffington Post a few days ago. It came out on what day again, Will, did it come out on? The 10th?
Monday.
It came out Monday before the shooting that happened, essentially terrorist attack that happened on Steve Scalise. Why? Because it essentially incites this kind of violence in the news media. So this is the headline. Impeachment is no longer enough. Donald Trump must face justice. Now, they have taken this article down, but even Google, if you search it, if you find the link, it still takes you to it. They've just cached it because they know people want to read it. This is some of the rhetoric that comes out of this. Donald Trump's been president of the United States for just shy of 6 months now. This is by Jason Fuller, by the way, a contributor. I think that most of us along the electorate knew that the presidency would be a relative disaster. But now it's a catastrophe, yada, yada, yada. It keeps going on. And essentially where it is, I'm going to try to find the exact spot on here. They essentially say in this that beyond anything else, not only does there need to be life imprisonment, but execution of anyone, not necessarily just the president of the United States. And by law, they're saying they need to be arrested, rounded up, and executed. Anyone who works, this isn't like, we're not conspiracy theories here. This is coming from the Huffington Post. And yes, they may say this is done as political speech, and this is done in some sort of way that's almost
parody. And they ended up taking it down.
They had to take it down. I'm sure they took it down because they realized this incites exactly what happened a few days later.
It's on page 4 of that.
Page 4 in bold. Let me grab it real quick.
Yeah, let's read it to everybody.
So you know the exact quote here. Sorry, I get to it because it is insane. Here it is. Draining the swamp means not only ejecting Trump from the presidency, but also bringing himself and everyone assisting in his agenda up on charges of treason. They must be convicted. There's little to no room that there is little room to doubt their guilt. And then, upon receiving guilty verdicts, they must all be executed under the law. Anything less than capital punishment, or at least life imprisonment without parole and a maximum security detention facility, would send yet another message to the world that America has lost its moral compass. And this is in the Huffington Post. On Monday.
And there's the shooting, and they take it down.
They take it down because they realize...
Only because of the shooting. If the shooting had not occurred, they wouldn't have taken down this kind of rhetoric.
They realize,
this kind of rhetoric,
you know, this is where people don't want to ever point blame, and I don't want to be the person pointing blame to it, people, because...
I will.
That's not her.
This is the kind of rhetoric
that
causes
kind of
crazy
stuff,
people...
The crazy people read it.
They don't see this as just
parody.
Kind of like... extreme political...
they see it as truth.
They see it as this is what should happen. I read this in a trusted liberal news source, which supposedly was supposed to be like relaunching and rebranding, but same.
That's it.
And again, I want to take your phone calls. There's a lot of moving parts to this in these last 24 hours. A lot to be made of the president saying he's, you know, acknowledging. There was all these breaking news alerts that he was acknowledging he was being investigated. I believe he was just responding to the news, which is what he usually does by Twitter. He wasn't confirming anything. He was just saying, you know, if this news is all correct, this is what I think. So let's go back to the phones, Logan, at 1-800-684-3110.
Let's go to Walter in Virginia. You're on the air. If you want to comment about this, call us too. Walter, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you. In my 60 years in this country, I've never seen as much vitriol from the left against this president I've ever seen. The people spoke. We vote this man in. He took 306 electoral votes, or more than that, I think, and won. The people spoke. The left cannot seem to accept that the people spoke.
Yeah.
And this, and now they're wasting millions upon millions of taxpayers' money.
Yes.
To go through all of this garbage to bring accusations up against this president that are not true. There's no proof. There's no collusion. There is nothing.
Collusion's not a crime. I mean, you know what? They've had to. The New York Times yesterday, we didn't even get to this, had to come up with this theory of funneling money because the collusion aspect, as politically damaged as that may be, like if a campaign was coordinating with a foreign government, if there was no like funneling money illegally, which is a separate crime, collusions, there's no crime of collusion. There's conspiracies, but you have to, it's conspiracies to commit a specific crime. There's not a crime of collusion. So I think you're correct, Walter. At first, I think this started as a way to undermine purposefully the president's legislative agenda. I think that was goal number one. They got health care through the House. We got to keep piling on to make sure they don't get it through the Senate. You know, they changed the rules on the Senate confirmation for Supreme Court. If we get another nominee like that, we got to figure out how to, you know, invalidate this somehow. You know, tax policy has not even been, we haven't even gotten that introduced yet in either the House or the Senate. But I think second now, because, you know, the sharks, they smell blood. If they can use their beloved bureaucracy to continue these investigations, they hope that will lead to electoral victories in the midterm elections, 2018, and have the votes potentially for impeachment. I mean, we're not using these words lightly. I mean, I think that is their secondary goal.
Absolutely.
I don't think that's their first goal. Their first goal is to stop the legislative agenda. That would be their dream if they could potentially, because I don't even think they would be able to do it, because you have to have ultimately two-thirds in the Senate. That's why even like Bill Clinton, he was impeached by the House, but then the trial, you know, not impeached. And so he wasn't removed from office. That would take him a different kind of electoral victory. What does it do? It stops your legislative agenda. It gets back to point and goal number one.
Right.
Your legislative agenda basically halts, comes to a screeching halt. We got a lot of phone calls coming in. We've only got about a minute left of this segment,
yep,
this half hour. We got a second half hour coming up. Logan, tell people how they can stay involved with the show, even if they don't get the whole hour of the broadcast. Many do now.
Yeah, a lot do. But if you're one of those stations that's holding out, not giving us a full hour, one, you need to tell them that you need to give us a full hour of time. But you can still do it. All you need to do is log on over to ACLJ.org. Facebook or Periscope, just search for Jay Sekulow or go to the Jay Sekulow page on Facebook. It's the latest post on there. It's a live video. You get to interact with us, comment, get your feelings heard, especially if you can't maybe call in or the phone lines are jammed. It's never jammed on Facebook. Thousands watch, engage in the conversation. It's a great way to do it. If you do lose us here and you have to get back to work or have to go do something else, this is the time to subscribe to the Jay Sekulow Live podcast. It gets downloaded straight to your phone each and every day. And also, you can get the ACLJ app available in the App Store for Apple devices. It's iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, and also Roku.
The Supreme Court is now poised to consider President Trump's executive order, which focuses on keeping America safe. The ACLJ has just filed critical briefs at the Supreme Court, urging the justices to back the president's executive order. This is a critical time in the fight against terrorism. The president's executive order is essential in keeping America safe. Add your name to our committee to defend our national security from terror. Call now 1-877-989-2255. Or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. I will say this. While the legislative agenda may get put off track a bit by this, I don't think President Trump is at all. He's flying down to Miami right now to give a speech on changing the Cuba policy.
You can't.
He signed an executive order on jobs yesterday. He has gone through a Supreme Court nomination. He has gotten the House to get through health care reform. And, you know, there could be another Supreme Court nomination this summer. He got the Senate with pressure to change the rules to make those nominations and confirmations go through easier.
That's certainly one of the goals, though.
But the goal is stop the legislative work, the House and the Senate work. Let's go to the phone.
Yeah, Terry has a comment very similar to that. Terry in New York on line four. Terry, you're on the air.
Yes, I mean, I guess I'm just repeating what everybody already knows. I mean, the bottom line is the liberals and the media, they have lost the power, and they're going nuts over it. They're doing everything they can to be a swarm of flies around his head, everything they can to stop it. They don't care about truth. They don't care about integrity. They don't care about nothing. They just want the power. They're going to do everything they can to stymie this president until they can get some a chance to vote election again and try to get people to say, this guy's nuts. Let's just get him out of there. Oh, look, yeah, they got a furor. They're just stirring up. They got nothing else they can do. The American people are not that stupid.
Right.
We know. We can look and see what's going on and shake our head at the TV and say, people, don't sell me that. It's nonsense. I know better. He's for America. He's trying to do for America, unlike the last president.
Yes, I mean, but you've got significant opposition. They call themselves the resistance, who pulled out all the bureaucratic stops. Remember he said drain the swamp? That was a declaration of war on the bureaucracy. And did you expect that the bureaucracy wouldn't fight back? I think everyone knew that. Jim Comey was at the tip of that spear. He's a leaker. We already know that. He's admitted to it. I think he's probably leaked a lot more information out to the press selectively. I think Dad's called him his selective disclosure disorder. And that's what leaking is all about. You leak what you want out there to benefit your what you want. You don't leak the part out that might not benefit your agenda, so you don't give out everything. But it's all about stopping a legislative agenda when Republicans control both the House and the Senate and the White House. And some of this blame, let me just say, can be put on Republicans because they still control the House and the Senate, and they're not getting that legislation through the president's desk. And let me say there's some good Republicans out there who said, cancel our recess in August. We need to work on legislation that affects the American people. There are too many people who are not don't have any choices anymore on health care, counties across the country where Obamacare has completely fallen apart. We need to stay and work. Good for them. Okay. Sometimes they've got to cancel their little recess and their vacations. I think their constituents would understand why they need to spend their time in Washington, D.C. to work on legislation that actually affects them. And they need to kind of get their heads down and get to work. And these investigations can go on and they can stay, you know, you would hope. But again, do you have much faith in Congress so many times? They can do two things at once. I mean, that these are individuals that are not just one track minded. Though the Democrats seem to be that way. You don't need any Democrat votes to do any of this. So you can't blame the Democrats. They're just going to go after this for political purposes until as long as they can. It's the Republicans who aren't getting the legislation through. And I think that's how we're being fair and honest on this broadcast.
Yeah, we'll be back in 1 minute in the broadcast. Probably too soon to take a call. But we did have a comment that came in. Kathy first said, will someone please correct the media about the definition of collusion? This is one question that came in that we talked a little bit during the break. Maybe you can wrap up as we're going to this. Jane said, no sitting president has been charged with a crime and taken into court, right?
No, not.
That's not how this works.
Taken into court. Impeached, if you felt like there was an obstruction and those issues are lying under oath like Bill Clinton, impeached. And by the way, no president has been fully impeached. No one's ever gone through that full process. Some have quit, like Richard Nixon, but he was not fully impeached. He was then later pardoned by Gerald Ford because after you're president, you're no longer protected by that. It's just for while you are president of the United States, you can't be hauled before a criminal court. And you understand why, because there's got to be a separation of powers in America. And that is only for the president of the United States, by the way. I don't even know if that's been tested to go to the vice president, but it's for the president of the United States, not for his staff, not for his deputies, not for his cabinet members as well. When we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls. We'll get into this analysis, 1-800-684-3110. Go to aclj.org. A lot going on. We'll keep you updated.
The Supreme Court is now poised to consider President Trump's executive order, which focuses on keeping America safe. The order temporarily pauses entry into the United States of refugees and nationals from six unstable or terrorism-infested countries. The ACLJ has just filed critical briefs at the Supreme Court, urging the justices to back the president's executive order. And we've heard from nearly 240,000 Americans who stand with us to defend our national security. This is a critical time in the fight against terrorism, and the president's executive order is essential in keeping America safe. Add your name to our committee to defend our national security from terror. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Let me say first again, because there is so much news that's been breaking these last 24 hours, our prayers for Steve Scalise and his family need to continue. He is still in critical condition. As the president said, you know, he's facing something pretty tough. He will have to have more surgeries, it appears. And so they're trying to figure out today. And again, he's a number three ranking member of Congress, the House of Representatives. Trying to figure out today if he's even capable of going through another surgery today. His wife's with him. He's got children. I mean, you need to be in prayer for his family. Has there been a report about the other person who was continued to be hospitalized? I haven't seen that. That would have been the Capitol Hill police officer.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're in that same – they were in critical. I don't know if that continues or if that is improved. But we should just be in prayer for them. I mean, that's just, you know, where it should stand right now. It's not resolved. And he is not out of the tough area, still in critical condition. But we want to take your phone calls. There was another leak about the investigation yesterday. This is about Jared Kushner, you know, the special counsel. So this was a leak. Then a statement from the deputy attorney general saying, don't believe these leaks. They're not even associated with a specific branch of government, not even a country. Now, the Washington Post came out and said, well, they were Americans. They didn't tell us, by the way, it came out of DOJ or FBI. I mean, likely it would have had to. Or one of the intelligence agencies, but again, more and more leaks. Even about the special counsel, we know they're adding more lawyers. I mean, why do we know this? People are leaking. They're spilling their mouth to the press. We also know supposedly Rosenstein is looking at recusal of himself from this investigation. That again only comes from a leak. That's an ABC News. There's leak about this. And by the way, the president continues to do the job as president of the United States. The White House is starting really to push this over to lawyers, and they have not, even the White House spokespeople have said, you know, we're not answering these questions anymore. We're to the work of the American people. You want to talk about these issues? Go to the president's lawyers. Let's go to the phone calls.
All right. A lot of people have been holding a while. Let's go to Joe in Brentwood, New York, on line five. Joe, thanks for holding.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
First question is the premise for the special counsel that enacted him was proven by the intelligence community not to be accurate. So how is it legal that he's not only allowed to continue, but he's allowed to expand?
Well, Joe, here's the issue. We don't know. I mean, it's a good question. The scope. We don't know how his authority was defined exactly. It appears that he has pretty broad authority. So he's able to expand without, you know, going to the Department of Justice to request that expansion. It may be that he does go to the Department of Justice to request. I mean, we don't, You're not really supposed to know about how all this works, though I think that there was obviously, you could imagine that there's an issue that it was not a clearly defined scope for the special counsel. If, I mean, this is a big if, any of these reports are true. And they may all prove to be false, like when CNN said that Jim Comey was going to say that he never told the president that he wasn't under investigation. And then CNN had to come back because Jim Comey said under oath three times he did tell the president that the president was correct. So all of this is based off a lot of ifs. And listen, the president got involved. You know, the president tweeted out. So, again, I think his tweet actually makes the most sense, which is the guy running this is the same people who told me to fire the FBI director who are now investigating me for firing the FBI director. What he means is the DOJ. Again, and he's just commenting on the news. For people to say, oh, breaking news, Donald Trump confirms investigation. Yeah. No. Donald Trump, the president of the United States, commenting on news. We're just not used to that from president of the United States. That's why people like him. That's why we got elected, is by cutting through the media and getting out his own message, even while he's flying to Miami to do an event on the policy towards Cuban government.
Phone lines are jammed, so I want to take some more calls so we can open some up for the last segment. Let's go to Barry, who's calling in California on line 6. Barry, thanks for holding.
Hi, Jordan. It's an honor to be able to speak. It just seems that this latest development is gives new meaning to kangaroo court. And also, I'm not a lawyer or anything, but it seems like a lot of cases have been thrown out for a lot less discrepancies that are going on. And this is like takes the cake, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, Barry. These are just supposed investigations. I mean, we do know a special counsel has been appointed, so we know that far. We don't, and we know kind of the issues they're looking at are, you know, was there anything illegal going on between Russia and the Trump campaign? Okay, that's it. Not was there anything going on, whether anything illegal. They're not there to explain to us how Russia was trying to influence our election. A lot of people get that wrong. They think the special counsel is going to issue this big, you know, book like Ken Starr did about the investigation on Russian the Russian interference in our elections. That is not their job. They are lawyers, and they are there to look at whether or not charges should be brought against people. They haven't brought any. Okay, no one's been charged with this. We've heard reports about grand juries. That's private. I mean, so again, all of that would be based off leaked news. Until someone really is charged, and by the way, that's if they're not, their indictment's not sealed, we will know if this is actually moving forward. If this just closes up, now the cloud can continue for a long period of time, but yes, based off what we know and everything that's been reported, the intelligence agencies couldn't find this. So why would a group of lawyers be able to? And I think it's a fair question to ask. Appreciate your phone call. Logan, you want to grab another call?
Yeah, we'll do one more call before the break. Let's go to Lisa in Modesto, California.
Hi, Lisa.
Oh, we went to the, no, it's fine. Well, either way. Lisa in California,
you're
on the
gentlemen.
Air. Yep, go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, you're on the air.
I have observed that people on the left can't respond logically in a discussion. They simply attack. I saw your dad, Jay, on Fox the other night, and he asked a straightforward question, and rather than answer, Matt Lewis, having absolutely no credible stance, simply tells him he needs to shut up.
Yes.
And that seems to be what the left wants, is that the right needs to just shut up. Anybody that has an opinion or a logical statement. Your dad was making a perfectly logical argument, and he just says, shut up.
He was trying to make that his moment. It failed.
I know him. He's a blogger, basically. He writes for internet news sites. Occasionally, I think he gets something in real print. And he's a commentator.
On CNN.
He's a partisan, himself. His wife is a Republican fundraiser. That being said, Matt Lewis has been kind of kept in his spot, and our dad will be on like three of the Sunday shows this weekend.
Yeah, so don't worry, his voice is being heard.
Yeah, I mean,
not just as a punching bag.
And I think even CNN, I mean, I don't want to, again, be leaking out any information. No one was happy with his conduct in that.
Right.
He tried to make it like he was doing something great, and I think he was actually just looked like a moron, I mean, to be honest with you, and not to use more names and things, but sometimes people are moronic, and that was...
Well, after the initial...
I'm on TV a lot, too. I felt the urge before. I mean, okay, you may get into a fight with somebody, and you feel like you can't answer or whatever, but actually, you know what? As a lawyer...
You would be able to answer. not a blogger.
You can answer questions back, and you can respond to tough questions. And sometimes you have to say yes or no, or you don't know. I mean, that can be an answer. And instead, you know, just you see, that's conservative to conservative. There's issues with that. Let's go back to the phones.
All right, continuing on. One more call before we wrap up this segment. Next segment, we're taking a ton of calls, so give us a call. Ross in Tampa, Florida. Beautiful Tampa, Florida. You're on the air.
Hey, Ross.
Thank you for all you do, gentlemen. Thank you for what you do, and maybe even the ladies in the background that we don't hear. Thank you for everything you're doing. But I just want to say this. I'm a registered independent. You know, I've been voting. I'm 51 years old. I've been voting since I was legal age. And I voted for Democrats, and I voted for Republicans. So I voted for the best, who I thought was best. And in the Democratic Party, in their current form, I will never, ever vote for them again.
I mean, this was the Trump phenomenon, Ross, and I appreciate your phone call, is that there were a lot of people who would kind of, and I think that's fair. I'm a more partisan person myself, and I have to admit that I've worked on a number of campaigns for Republican candidates for President of the United States and campaigns lower as well. So I'm pretty partisan. And that's I think I'm just being open and honest with you. I usually would not be open to voting for someone, you know, outside of that party, but that's just me. Most people are not.
Right.
There's a whole group of people, actually. I wouldn't say most. I say there's a growing number of people in that. And Donald Trump tapped into that well. That's why I don't know if Democrats, by going further left, which, you know, they're cursing a lot now. They're using some of the strongest four-letter words in their speeches and official rallies. That's trying to appeal to that far left. I just don't know if there's enough far left to get you across the line. It'd be interesting to see what happens in Georgia. So far, these other special elections, it's gotten them close, but not yet over the line. Maybe that will change in the 20th, but I think people in Georgia in that 6th congressional district need to get out the vote, and we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. Should be interesting times. Hey, two lines are open as we head into the last segment of Jay Sekulow Live. We want your feedback, and we want your voice to be heard. 1-800-684-3110. Once again, say it slower. 1-800. Got it? 684-3110. Give us a call. A few lines are open. We want to hear your voice. You can obviously put your comments in. We're going to play some more music probably coming up in the break, and we're going to be joined by another person on the show. Yes, Dr. Andrew Kahneman will be here coming up in the next segment, taking your comments as well from a different perspective. Again, phone lines are now jammed, so thank you. I guess my slow talking worked, so I'll try that from now on. We'll just keep it slow. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be back with more on Jay Sekulow Live. And a special video coming up for those watching online. We'll be right back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. The Supreme Court is now poised to consider President Trump's executive order, which focuses on keeping America safe. The order temporarily pauses entry into the United States of refugees and nationals from 6 unstable or terrorism-infested countries. The ACLJ has just filed critical briefs at the Supreme Court, urging the justices to back the president's executive order. And we've heard from nearly 240,000 Americans who stand with us to defend our national security. This is a critical time in the fight against terrorism, and the president's executive order is essential in keeping America safe. Add your name to our committee to defend our national security from terror. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
leaks, many tweets, and a lot of phone calls.
Tweets. All right. Let's go ahead. Let's take some phone calls. Megan is calling. To spice it up a little bit. You're on the air. Megan, are you there? Megan.
Who are going to disagree.
Megan, chicken out.
The fortitude to hang on the line. And
I mean, you only were holding 19 minutes. You could have held. Some people hold 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, so, sorry. Lisa is on the air then now. Lisa, make it good in Irving, Texas.
Yes, I'm calling because I noticed that when Comey was in the middle of the testimony, he's basically been using the same talking points that the mainstream media has been using, that Donald Trump said in his Lester Holt interview that he had fired Comey because of the Russia thing. If you go back and listen to the Lester Holt interview, that's not what Donald Trump said. He said, yes, the Russia thing was on his mind, but that's not the reason he said that he fired him.
Yeah.
And
yep.
that people have totally spun this thing completely out of control, saying that he was fired because of Russia. And so people.
And by the way, he could have been fired for Russia because of how he handled that, because he went before the Congress and confirmed the investigation, Andy, but then would not confirm that the president himself was on an investigation. He refused to do that. So he would not clarify in his remarks that he chose to do, which, by the way, the FBI doesn't have to ever tell Congress about investigations in an open setting. They don't have to tell the public about investigations. He wanted to do that, but he wouldn't clarify the parameters of that investigation. I mean, that alone could be fired for, because again, you had this FBI director who, just like he was with Hillary Clinton, was not following the rules. It was just a disarray, I think was the word used by Attorney General Sessions. And so for whatever reason, even Jim Comey admitted that. I mean, for whatever reason, he could be, and he even said for cause or for no cause, but in this situation, what was set up in the Department of Justice memo about how he handled the Clinton investigation, Andy, was the cause. They were not trying to say you're just being fired because we don't like you. They actually put forward a cause for the firing.
Well, I read the memo that Rosenstein wrote that was adopted by Jeff Sessions, and that I don't know if it formed the sole basis. Obviously not. There were other bases upon which the president decided to terminate Comey, which he had the absolute right to do, and which Comey admits that he had the right to do. So there were a variety of things. It was, to me, a pattern and a practice that had been engaged in by Comey since the time that he said, usurping the authority of the Attorney General of the United States, that there was no criminal case against Hillary Clinton and that he was closing the prosecution. Who are you to say that?
Yep.
What authority do you have to make those statements? You're the director of the FBI. You're not a prosecutor.
All right, we're going to skip to line 5. Charlotte, who's calling in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Hi. My question is, if there has been no crime committed, no proof of any crime, how is the special counsel that's been appointed, how is that legal? What can we, the American people, do to stop this? And why can't Jeff Sessions, since he is the Attorney General, why can't he start an investigation into what Comey messed up last year with
Hillary? He could. That would be separate. He could about the Comey leaks. And those investigations could be ongoing right now, Charlotte, and we wouldn't know. That would be the right course of action. So we wouldn't know if Jim Comey was separately being investigated on the leaks, on his conduct involving Hillary Clinton. But let's just taking out the politics of this, let's explain a special counsel, Andy, for people. Their job is not to come in after the crimes are proven. Their job is actually to bring the charges and then ultimately try to get an indictment to go to court. I mean, that if they find that there is criminal conduct. So their job is to look for the criminal conduct.
That's right. The job of special counsel, and it's a special statute and a code of federal regulations that has been established, is to investigate and see if there's any indication of criminal conduct or violation of federal law that has occurred, and then to report to his superior who appointed him, in this case Rosenstein at the Department of Justice, who actually would ultimately make the decision as to whether or not there's a prosecutable offense here. So it would be Mueller reporting to Rosenstein as to whether or not there was a prosecutable offense, and then Rosenstein deciding whether to take it to a grand jury and to prosecute it. And the reason that there is a special counsel is that there has been a conflict or an alleged conflict in the Justice Department internally that says they can't handle it, so they've got to hire somebody from outside to do it. And now Mueller has come in with this team of 150 lawyers that he's bringing on. It's not that many. It's about 14. But that's a lot of lawyers.
He says he's adding more, too. I mean, that's the reports are that they're adding more to that team as well. And that's a lot. I mean, that's not just the staff. That is just the lawyers he's putting together. Then they'll all have assistance as well. Let's go back to the phone.
All right, continuing on. Roberta in Colorado on line 6. You're on the air.
Hey, Roberta.
Pueblo, Colorado.
Yes.
Hi, all. I just wanted to thank God for your father's being put on the president's legal team.
Yeah, we appreciate those thanks. I mean, he's been very busy, as you know, Roberta, and I think everyone has understood. They've stuck with stick with the broadcast. They know the work of the ACLJ, and we do a lot of broad work. There's an event for Israel at the United Nations coming up later this month. I'll be attending now, and we've got a big team going too. Our work at the ACLJ is not all focused on this, because of his decision to join that team and his recruitment to join that team. We still have a lot of lawyers, a lot of public policy folks, big staff working on a variety of cases and issues, which we write about at ACLJ.org. And we talk about this broadcast is more about the news,
right?
And kind of breaking down the news. So right now the news is very dominated by that same story. But if next week it's not, you'd see us back to discuss the other issues. But I appreciate that.
All right, let's take for the last call, Megan.
She called back.
She called back. Megan, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm here. Sorry about that.
No worries.
I guess it's kind of a couple statements more than a question. I guess one question kind of is, I always vote, I consider myself independent. Okay. I vote both across the lines, and my objective is to always vote as what Jesus would do.
Okay.
And this election as a Christian has just been very trying because you see how much hate there is on both sides.
Sure. And I can understand that. I think it was tough for a lot of people. I would include myself in that. And it was a tough election. And it's tough to vote how Jesus would vote. I mean, I think it's a tough standard to hold up. But go ahead, Megan.
You were saying like you're partisan, you would barely vote out of the line. And that's, I get that, but it also is concerning to me that that's how a lot of people vote, to be so Democratic or so Republican.
Well, I'm aligned with the platform. The platform to me is where I look to is more, I look past the individuals. I know independent voters are a little bit different on that. And I think that's a personal choice. I look more to the platform that's represented. And if a specific candidate reaches that platform and I agree with that platform, then that's enough for me. I'm also just being fair and honest to the audience about who I've worked for in the past. That doesn't stop me from next election cycle changing my mind about that, but so far in the past. But what is, your bigger point to this, the issue at hand?
We're running out of time.
You there? I think.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead. Do you have a statement or comment or anything? We're running out of time.
Nope, that's fine. I mean, I wish people would be more open to looking at the candidate and if they represent their party.
Listen, we got another election cycle coming up. I don't know, though, if the candidate represents the views of the party that you agree with, how much you need to look past. I mean, that's a personal choice. Do you care more about personality and background of the candidate? And I think that does play a lot into presidential elections. But in the midterm elections, which are coming up, it's really more about what party you're a member of. Are you more conservative or are you more liberal? And usually there may be three options for people. Usually there's two. I'm sure plenty to talk about next week. It is Friday.
Yes. So you can tune in to us next week.
This is the final segment.
In the meantime, we'll be online, social media. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll talk to you next week.
The Supreme Court is now poised to consider President Trump's executive order, which focuses on keeping America safe. The ACLJ has just filed critical briefs at the Supreme Court, urging the justices to back the president's executive order. This is a critical time in the fight against terrorism. The president's executive order is essential in keeping America safe. Add your name to our committee to defend our national security from terror. Call now 1-877-989-2255. You can add your name online.